Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m. we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That again is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Holly singing Monday, and then part four of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Behind the Curtain, from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6.
Lo, children are inherited of the Lord. Psalm 127:3.
I've heard you sing in church of God's amazing grace, and I know you know the one you sing about. Mama, I know you're awful busy when we're all at home, but I never see you get your Bible out. Understand there's work to do and only so much time to get it done. But could you take some time to teach me about Jesus before the day is gone? Before it's gone. Could you read the Bible with me? Help me. The preacher does on Sunday. Show me how a Christian lives on Monday. Daddy, you say that I should live a life to be proud of, but you teach me so much more by what you do. Daddy, I know you're busy working to give us a home, and I'm thankful that we can rely on you. But in all the work you're doing, do you ever take the time to steal away? Would there be some time for us to pray together before we say goodnight at the ending of our
they could just basically pick him up with one hand and just squeeze him like you would a Coke can. Amen. But see, David was a winner because David was a warrior. Amen. He knew the God that he served. And it wasn't the fact that it wasn't David that was going to win. It was God that was going to win through David. Amen. So greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. So King Saul sought for David and he said, you know, you can wear the armor of the world. You can put on all this armor and you can go out and fight this behemoth. But David said, I haven't proven your armor, King Saul, in all due respect. But I tell you what I have proven. I've proven that my God is an able God. For in the proving ground of what I've been through, God enabled me to take a lion and to take a bear and to slay them, amen, with my bare hands. I didn't need a Jim Bowie knife, amen. He said God gave me the ability to basically to choke the life out of that bear and out of that lion and to give me the victory, amen. And even gave me the spoils of victory, amen. So David says, I'm not going in what you have. I'm dressing for success. David knew he wore an invisible armor, friend. A spiritual covering, and hallelujah, you've got that same covering if you're in Christ today. You've got God on your side. Amen. You may not see it, but let me tell you what, you need to dress for success every day. You need to put on Christ, amen. We, as David, need today to remember, take the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day that we're facing, amen. You've got to put on the spiritual armor to withstand the forces of hell. Praise God today. We can stand with this word and the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. Amen. You're anchored on the rock. You're on Christ Jesus today in this struggle you're facing today. You've got to have your eyes open today. And today you've got to face the fact that you need the Lord in your life. Amen. So could it be that the help that you need is just to get out of the struggle? Is that all you're looking for? You're just trying to get by? That's the mentality of so many Christians today. That's the wrong mentality. Don't just try to get by. God hasn't called you to be a get-by Christian. Well, I come to church once in a while. I come to church on Sunday morning. That's enough. No, you need church every time the doors are open. You need to be in God's house with God's people. Amen. You need today to be centering your life around Christ. And could it be today that we're just looking to get out of the struggle? We're looking for the back door. We're looking for the fire escape. That's not what God's giving you today. Today, you know, maybe you are even eternally lost. And the fact that you don't know Jesus Christ, God is at this very moment standing right there before you in the person and the presence of the Holy Ghost. And He's offering you today two great things. He's offering you grace and He's offering you forgiveness. For by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so today, all you need to do is this. You've got to reach out by faith and receive Him. If you're lost today, He'll save you. He'll deliver you. He'll make you His child. He today will today crown you with His love, His compassion, and His grace. Amen. God wants to save your soul. It's not worth dying and going to hell over. Amen. Reach out and receive Him. So you've got to turn your sins and turn from your sins and trust Jesus today as the only basis of forgiveness. Amen. And today you've got to choose to believe. Have you? Have you? Have you? Have you chosen to believe today? Well, I'm kind of hoping I'm going to get by, preach. I mean, I'm doing the best I can. I get so sick of that word, that phrase. I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm going through. They're crutches. You need to shed them. You need to trust God in all things. It's not your best. It's His best. It's not you. It's Him. And if you need help today, thank God. You can call on Him and He's always there. Back to the story of David trying David's trying to convey a message to us. And you don't have to fight. You know, you don't have to fight this adversary that we're in combat with daily on his terms. We think, man, the devil, it's not the devil that should be pursuing and chasing and intimidating you. It's you that should be intimidating him by the power of Jesus on your life. He should want to stay away from you. You're armed and dangerous. You're dressed for success. You got the power of the Holy Ghost all over you. Amen. You're living for the king. So the reason David won was because he did what brought success, and that was simply this. David trusted God. Now, David saw something the Israelites basically did not and were able to perceive. Goliath had not been circumcised according to the word of God. He was without the covenant. That was a covenant. That was a promise. This giant was fighting without God's covenant of protection on him. Wait a minute. David is. That changes the table, doesn't it? We think, man, the devil's going about as a roaring lion, as the word of God says, seeking whom he may devour. But the word of God says, submit yourself to God. You can resist the devil and he will flee from you. Amen. Stop entertaining him. Stop inviting him into your home. Stop inviting him into your mind. Stop listening to what he's telling you today. Pick up the sword of the Spirit today. And bless God, it's not only an offensive, but it's a defensive weapon. It's to bless you and it's to set your adversary today on alert that you are armed and dangerous with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Amen. Put the Word in your heart. Today, forever, O Lord, thy Word is settled in heaven. Amen. And so that reason today, you know what? We can look behind the curtain. Amen. We can see today the spiritual matter to what we're facing. See, you only are seeing what you're physically going through. God said, I want you to see through the spiritual eyes that I've given you and to know that there's a God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think according to the power that works in you. So God, he changes the size of the battle participants. And Goliath is not the strong one anymore. This big jerk's going to get defeated. Bam. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, the very weapon that he was going to use against Israel and against David, after David slung the rock, God did the rest. He took the enemy's sword and severed his head and put it on a platter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell me how God's not an awesome God. Amen. When you look behind the curtain, you see that God changes the nature of the battle when you're on his side. Well, you see nothing but defeat. God said, I see nothing but victory. You see nothing but woe and difficulty and problems. God says, I am your problem solver. I am your provider. I am your help. I am everything that you need. I am your God. I am your righteousness. I am your salvation. I will bring you through whatever you're in. Amen. Glory to God. That's that God. Let me hurry up. You don't have to fight the devil on his terms. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 10:4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You know, don't get so close to the enemy that he can consume you with fear. Amen. Don't get so close to the enemy that he can plague you with pain. Don't get so close to the enemy today that you then start being consumed with worry and concern and fretting. And then you get discouraged and then you get defeated.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, at aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.